प्रभासे देहमात्मनः कृष्णावेशेन तच्चित्तः पितृभिः स्वक्षयं ययो विदुरोऽपि परित्यज्य प्रभासे देहमात्मनः कृष्णावेशेन तच्चित्तः पितृभिः स्वक्षयं ययो विदुरोऽपि परित्यज्य प्रभासे देहमात्मनः कृष्णावेशेन तच्चित्तः पितृभिः स्वक्षयं ययोः प्रभासे देहमात्मनः कृष्णवेशेन तच्चित्तो पितृभिस्वक्षयं ययो माताजी वन टू वन मीनिंग विदुरः विदुर द अंकल ऑफ महाराज युधिष्ठिर अपि अल्सो परित्यज्य आफ्टर क्विटिंग द बॉडी प्रभासे इन द प्लेस ऑफ पिलग्रिमेज एट प्रभास देहमात्मनः हिज बॉडी कृष्ण द पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड आवेशेन बीइंग एब्सॉर्ब्ड इन दैट थॉट तत् हिज चित्तः thoughts and actions pitrubhi along with the residents of pitruloka swakshayam his own abode yayo departed translation and purport by his divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada translation vidura while on pilgrimage left his body at Prabhas because he was absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. He was received by the denizens of the Pitruloka planet where he returned to his original post. Purport. The difference between the Pandavas and Vidura is that the Pandavas are eternal associates of the Lord, the personality of Godhead, whereas Vidura is one of the administrative demigods in charge of the Pitruloka planet and is known as Yamaraj. Men are afraid of Yamaraj because it is he only who awards punishment to the miscreants of the material world. But those who are devotees of the Lord have nothing to fear from him. To the devotees, he is a cordial friend, but to the non-devotees, he is fear personified. As we have already discussed, it is understood that Yamaraj was cursed by Manduka Muni to be degraded as a Shudra. And therefore, Vidura was an incarnation of Yamaraj. As an eternal servitor of the Lord, he displayed his devotional activities very ardently and lived a life of a pious man. So much so that the materialistic man like Dhritarashtra also got salvation by his instruction. So, by his pious activities in the devotional service of the Lord, he was able to always remember the lotus feet of the Lord, and thus he became washed off all contamination of a Shudra born life. At the end, he was again received by the denizens of Pitruloka and posted in his original position. The demigods are also associates of the Lord without personal touch, whereas the direct associates of the Lord are in constant personal touch with Him. The Lord and His personal associates incarnate in many universes without cessation. The Lord remembers them all, whereas the associates forget due to their being very minute parts and parcels of the Lord. They are apt to forget such incidents due to being infinitesimal. This is corroborated in the Bhagavad Gita 4.5. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripatamaham vande Sri Guru Dinatarinam Sri Chaitanyeshwaram Paramanandamadhamam Asaduna Sadutadain Atinichochatakara Hanamum Chakadachinma Premnamatakantavyaspura. Hare Krishna. So I seek blessings from all the assembled Vaishnavas, so that I can speak on this wonderful section, Bhagavatam 15th canto, 15th chapter. The Pandavas retired timely, and this section is discussing about departures of various devotees. Firstly, Pandavas. Now, this shloka is talking about Vidura's departure from this world. So today I would like to focus on this great personality, Shri Vidurji. One of the important topic of Bhagavatam and as well as Mahabharata. Mahabharata has 7 topics which are discussed vividly. Just like Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna's Bhagavat Tattva is discussed in Mahabharata. Then Gandhari's Dharmashilata is also discussed. And Dhritavratya Kuntyaha, Kunti's determination and devotion to the Lord is discussed. And Pandava's pious life. And one of the important is wisdom of Vidura. That topic is discussed in Mahabharata. And Vidura's devotional activities, devotional qualities are discussed in Bhagavatam. His great attachment to the Lord and devotion to the Lord. And here, his departure at Prabhas Kshetra has been discussed. So today I would like to focus on this great Mahajan, Yamaraj, also known as Vidura. Basically, I have taken the theme from various classes of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, Braj Bihari Prabhu, Chaitanya Charan Prabhu. Just combining them, I am speaking those words. Yesterday we celebrated one of the wonderful festival which is called Pushyabhishek. And whenever His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj has given the classes on Pushyabhishek, invariably he has made this story part of that those classes, is Krishna visiting Vidura's palace, Vidura's home, and how Krishna reciprocated with the wife of Vidura. Both had a great devotion. She was so excited seeing Krishna suddenly visiting their palace. She did not understand how to offer anything to Krishna. And finally, she saw some bananas lying. She offered bananas. And she started peeling the bananas. And she threw all the bananas, the essence, and she offered peels to Krishna. And Krishna happily ate those peels. When Vidura came back to home, and he came to know that Krishna had visited, so he asked Vidurani that what happened? What did you offer to Krishna? She said, I offered bananas to Krishna. See, the peels are lying there. And for her dismay and for Vidura's dismay, what did they see? They saw the essence. The banana is lying there and the peel eaten by Krishna. And the famous song came about.
दुर्योधन का भोगन खायो, शुका साक विदुर घर खायो। ऐसे प्रेम पुजारी राधे श्याम श्याम श्याम।
This is the love of Krishna towards his devotee, how he reciprocates with his devotees. And that reciprocation is done by Shri Vidurji. So that was yesterday's sthiti, and today we have Vidura's section discussion in this chapter. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto, Gajendra in his desperate situation, he offers beautiful prayers to the Lord. And one of the prayer, he says that,
Didrikshavo yasya padam sumangalam vimukta sangha munayosu sadavaha charantiya loka vratam avranam vane bhutatma bhutam suraddasame gati.
Didrikshava yasya padam sumangalam. Oh my dear Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are only visible when someone takes the shelter of your devotees. And what are the qualities of those devotees? He explains, the first of all, they are vimukta sangha. They are free from the influence of the modes of material nature. Vimukta sangha. The second, munayah su sadavah. They are sadhus. And charanti aloka vratam avranam vane. They roam in this world desiring the benefits of all living entities. They are not easily detectable. And finally, he says that bhutatma bhutaha suraddam samegati. They are well-wishing friend. Suraddham, just like Krishna says, Suraddham sarva bhutanam nyatva mam shanti mrichyati. Similarly, bhutatma bhutaha, that devotees of the Lord, they are very friendly to the living entities. So, one, those who surrender to such devotees, they will be able to see you, O my Lord. So, one time, a reporter asked Prabhupada, that, are you a pure devotee of Krishna? Prabhupada said, yes. So that means, you can see Krishna? Prabhupada said, yes. Reporter asked, then, you can also show me Krishna? Prabhupada said, yes. And reporter was waiting and saying, show me Krishna. And Prabhupada said, well, you have to be like them. So he showed all the devotees seven-headed. And seeing those people, those devotees, reporters said, okay, thank you very much. And he left. So seeing Krishna means surrendering to such devotees. And then only we'll be able to see Krishna. And here, the same thing, Gajendra is saying that when someone surrenders to such devotees, then we'll be able to see Krishna. So here, Vidurji, he displayed beautiful devotional qualities. Although being a politician, he was born to Shudra mother, a maid servant in the palace of Hastinapur. But he displayed very wonderful qualities throughout his life. And those qualities we will discuss. So, the first and foremost quality which he displayed is self-accepting, self-acceptance. So we see in Hastinapur, in this beautiful episode, there are two personalities. One is Dhritarashtra and another one is Vidurji. Dhritarashtra could not become king because inherently he was blind. But he had this strong desire, that obsession, to become a king. But it was not in his destiny to become a king. But he was obsessed with that desire. And he was not ready to accept the cards thrown at him. Life is like a playing cards, isn't it? We all play, many of us have played that game of cards. And in that game of cards, what happens? You receive hands. And you don't know what kinds of cards you receive. So everyone receives good or, depends, good or bad hands. And recently when I was returning from one place, in that compartment, it was a long journey, so people were playing card. And suddenly, we were chanting, reading, and suddenly there was a big roar in the compartment. So we thought, what happened? So, what had happened, that this group of people, they were playing cards, and one group who had a bad hand, who did not have a good cards with them, and another opponent, they had a good hand, great cards with them. So the bad hand guys, they won the game. Even if people who had a good hand, they lost. So just to express their happiness, although we had a bad cards, bad hand, we won. Similarly in life too, our win, our success is not dependent which kind of hand we have received. It is all dependent on how we have played the game. Similarly, how we have lived the life, that decides whether we will be winner or loser. Whether we can live a happy life or whether we can live a miserable life. So, although Vidurji, he was a qualified person to be a king, but he was not. And he accepted that I cannot be king. And when he accepted that position, he became a great personality. That yes, whatever is there with me, with that, I will make use of those things. So what he had become? He had become prime minister or a prime counselor to the king. And he had a chance to become a devotee. And he became the great devotee of the Lord. So much so that when Krishna was leaving this planet, the one personality he remembered was Vidura. That was a great devotion Vidurji had for Krishna. He could develop that devotion. So this is what happens when we accept ourselves what we are and try to progress from where we are. So what happened with Vidura is that in trying to receive or trying to grab what is not he was deserving, he lost what he could have achieved that he never received, the happiness of being a king. He was always anxious. And whatever he had, he lost those things too. He had 100 sons. Such a great boon he had. He lost in pursuit of that kingdom, that position. So when we became obsessed of those things for which is not deserving, then we become more miserable, even if we receive those things. And that is the life of Dhritarashtra. He was not ready to accept. And here Vidurji displayed that wonderful quality of accepting whatever has been thrown at us. And life has thrown good or bad cards to everyone. It is only thing is how we play those cards. So this is the one wonderful quality displayed by Vidurji. Another quality which he displayed is that detachment from the world. So throughout his life, he was serving the throne of Hastinapur and trying to uplift the consciousness of members of royal family. But he was always saw failures in his advising to the prime to the king or the sons of the king, Dhritarashtra's sons, Duryodhana. And when the crucial moment came, when the war was about to take place, Duryodhana spoke such harsh words to Vidura. He thought it is useless to be here. And he left. Actually, Duryodhana threw him out just with his breath. And Vidurji, he happily accepted that situation. Suddenly, you are robbed of everything, your position, your possessions. When such sudden things happen in life, how you respond? That is what you are. Actually, we generally plan our responses. That if such thing happens, then I will be responding in this way. And if that thing happens, then I will respond in this way. If that trouble comes, then I will respond this way. But when sudden troubles or sudden things happen to us, how we respond to those things, that determines our essence actually. How you respond to that situation. Now one time, Prabhupada was suddenly asked that, Prabhupada was talking about, this is one, this is first class are the Brahmanas, second class are the Kshatriyas. And the audience, one of the person in the audience suddenly asked, that means you are in a first class, isn't it? Prabhupada said, no. Instant reply Prabhupada gave, I am the fifth class. I am the servant of all the classes. So whatever mood someone has, it comes out when there is a sudden jerk. So here, when Vidura faced that sudden jerk in his life of throwing out of the kingdom, he happily accepted that and immediately, without second thought, he gave up his bow. He gave up his bow and gave up his position and immediately left for pilgrimage. That detachment means is not sudden detachment. He was always detached to whatever he had in his life. And not only, Prabhupada also writes in fifth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, in one of the purport he writes, a quality of a devotee is not only detached from the world, but he is also attached to Krishna. And that is what Vidura's life is. He was not only detached from the world, but also attached to Krishna. Generally, a yogi, what happens with him? He is detached from the world and detached from Krishna. A sahajiya is attached to this world and attached to Krishna. A mayavadi is detached from Krishna and detached from this world. And devotee is detached from Krishna and detached from this material world and attached to Krishna. So this is the quality of a devotee, that he is attached. And whenever, wherever he met anyone, he discussed, he talked about Krishna. when he met Uddhavji, he discussed, please talk about Krishna. When he met Maitreya, he discussed about Krishna. When he met Pandavas, he discussed about Krishna. So wherever Vidurji's description comes, he's inquiring about Krishna. So that shows how he was attached to Krishna. Not only detachment from this world. The third and very interesting quality is humility. So when he was thrown out of the Hastinapur, what he could have done? Prabhupada writes in one of the purport that he could have gone to Dwarka. Simple. Because there is Krishna. And he could have easily taken shelter of Krishna there. But he did not go to Dwarka. Why? Prabhupada writes. Because Vidurji was thinking that throughout his life, he was associating with these sinful people. And my heart has also become contaminated by their association. So let me get purified by visiting various holy places. And then take darshan, visit Dwarka. So he did not directly go to Dwarka, but he went to all the holy places. He took bath in all the holy rivers and washed off all the contamination what he had acquired. Of course, being a pure devotee, he has not acquired, but he was having that humility that I associated with all this useless fellow who were averse to Krishna. And one of the reason I was hearing Radha Govind Swami Maharaj, he said that why Vidura left the palace of Hastinapur at that crucial moment was only one reason, because in that assembly Krishna was also insulted. When Krishna came as a peace messenger and he had proposed that at least give Pandavas 5 villages, and Duryodhana refused even those things and tried to capture Krishna, arrest Krishna. So that was a great insult. Vidurji had warned Krishna previous night that Krishna, I know this Duryodhana and he is not going to listen to you. Why you have to speak? Why you have to ask them to give 5 villages? Why you? I can't see you getting insulted over there. Krishna had only one reason why he proposed, why he spoke in that assembly, is that make sure people should not blame that Pandavas did not try their best. They tried to avoid everything. That they tried to avoid war. They did everything what was there. But Duryodhana was adamant to have a war. And for that reason Krishna went there in that Asat Sabha where Draupadi was disrobed, where Krishna was insulted. So that time then Vidurji thought, no, this is not a fit place me to be here. So that humility is been displayed by Vidurji. Actually most of the time when we say something like this, I am humble, I am sinful, actually that is the honesty. It is not the humility. But here when Viduji is saying that I am really contaminated, that is, it's not really contaminated. He was thinking himself to be disqualified. Prabhupada writes, what is the definition? This 3-word definition of a demon and three word definition of a devotee. So what is this three word definition of a demon? I am great. And what is the three word definition of a devotee? Is this: I am unqualified, or I am servant. This is what Prabhupada says. Who is a devotee? One who is thinking himself unqualified, or one who is thinking himself to be servant. That is the humility. And we see this quality has been displayed by various devotees. Parikshit Maharaj, when he was also cursed by that Brahmana boy, Sringi, and he had left everything, he sat down on the bank of Ganges, and there, when everyone came to know that, he is going to give up his life. So all the great sages from all over the world, all over the planet, assemble at that place to see Parikshit Maharaj departing from this world. That great personality, that great devotee. So in that, when Parikshit Maharaj saw that all the devotees have assembled, all the great sages have assembled there, so he did not feel proud. Oh, see, I am such a great personality. I was nirdosh, I was having no blame, still he was cursed, otherwise these sages would not have come. So he did not feel that way, but he says that beautiful shloka: Aho vayam danyatama nirpanam mahatmana anugrihaniya silam radnyam kulam brahman pada sauchat durad visrishtam bat garya karma. Aho vacham dhanya tamam nripanam. He says that mahattam anugrahaniyam shilah. I have received this great fortune actually because you all are merciful. You all sages, you all are merciful to my grandparents. Because they were great devotees of the Lord. And I happened to take birth in their family. You all have came just to show your regards to those personalities. Otherwise, you Brahmana class treat Kshatriyas like a garhya karma. Just like in previous days, in previous times, your washrooms would be outside the home. And temple would be inside the home. Now what is happening nowadays? Washrooms are inside the homes and temples are outside the home. Or nothing, no place only. But so garhya karma means they generally treat the Brahmana class, treat Kshatriyas like a people who are imbued in materialistic desires. And they don't even want to associate with them. Just like one does not want to associate with the washroom. Just for time being, just use it and leave it. Similarly, but still you all have come here. It is just because my grandparents were great devotees. So, this was the humility of Parikshit Maharaj. And that what was shown by Vidurji. Another beautiful example. Because these are all royal personalities. But they showed such a great humility being a devotee of the Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, he displayed various qualities to various devotees. So, he displayed simplicity through Damodar Pandit. And humility through Sanatan Goswami. Also tolerance through Haridas Thakur. So these qualities actually quality of humility displayed by Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they both met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they displayed those qualities, and specifically the quality of humility. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going towards Vrindavan, so he knowingly takes detour to Ramkeli only to meet Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. There was no other reason to take that detour, because he had received number of letters from these two great personalities, Sakar Malik and Dabir Khas. And only one time Mahaprabhu had replied, and that also enigmatic. He had replied that just like a woman has a paramour, a married woman has a paramour, but she works very faithfully at the home. Similarly, you all should do that. You both should do that way. Only those things they had received in response to their letters. But now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself came to see both of them. So, when they came to know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come to Ramkeli, so, in disguise, in the night, both of them, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and also Anupam and their little nephew, Jiva Goswami, all four devotees, all four personalities, they had come to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only thing was, they came in the night because they did not want that if people see that these ministers of our country are meeting them, so the king should not trouble Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just to avoid all those things. So they came in the night and they did not directly approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's specific reason to come to Ramkeli was meeting Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, but they did not directly meet them. They first went to Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and requested them that please take us or inform Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that we would like to have a meeting with. They fell at the lotus feet of both of them. They fell at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami beautifully explains their meeting with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Dainya rodan kare ananda vival, Prabhu kahe uth uth hoilo mangal. Dainya rodan kare ananda vival. Actually, they were desperate. They were crying. And generally, we hardly cry. Actually, what is our motto? Make others cry. Generally, other people become cry because of our behavior. They have to cry. But here, they are experiencing happiness and submitting themselves. They are crying out of their inability to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are crying because of their disqualification. Dainya rodana kare ananda vival. And seeing them, both of them, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Oot, oot, please get up. Now the auspicious thing has happened. Uta uta hoilo mangal." So the right auspicious thing has happened right now. And then both of them presented themselves saying that Nicha jati nicha sangi kari nij kaj tomare agrete prabhu kahite vasilaj. That I feel so ashamed. We all are feeling so ashamed in front of you. We cannot stand in front of you. Why? Nicha jati nicha sangi. We are from low caste And we are not only low caste, but also associating with the low-minded people. And not only that, we are engaged in degraded work, in degraded activities. Niche jache, niche sangi, and kari niche kaach.
Matatulyo nasti papatma, naparadhi chakaschana, parihare pilajjame, kimbrave purushottamah.
Oh, we are feeling so ashamed in front of you. Matatulya nasti papatma. There is no one more sinful than me. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no. More than you were Jagai and Madai. I delivered Jagai and Madai. So, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami says, actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did not have to exert much delivering Jagai and Madai. People are saying you delivered. They were most sinful people. What was there? Actually, they were born in a Brahmana family. They were born in Navdeep Dham. Means he was explaining, both of them were explaining the qualities of Jagai and Madai. They were born in a Brahmana family. They were born in a Navdeep Dham. Not only that, they were hearing your holy name from your devotees. So all these things were there with Jagai and Madhai. What was their fault? They were engaged in some sinful activities. And those sinful activities can be destroyed. Those sinful activities got destroyed by just Namabhas. So, you need not have to take much effort delivering them.
Jagai madai hoite koti koti gun adham patita papi ami dui jan.
Actually, Jagai and Madai had a koti koti gun. An adhama papi, ami duijan. Actually more sinful than those Jagai and Madhai. They were two brothers. We are also two brothers. You have to deliver us. And then that humility, seeing that humility, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says,
Aji hoite duhar naam rupa sanatan, dainya chhada tomar dainya fate mora man.
Oh, Rup and the Birkhas and Savkar Malik, today only I initiate you. Your name will be Rup and Sanatan. By seeing your humility, my heart is breaking. And in our life, by seeing others' arrogance, our heart breaks. Or seeing our arrogance, others' heart break. That is the humility of Vidura also. When he was told that Krishna remembered you when he was leaving this world, he did not feel proud. He did not say, see, Krishna did not remember Pandavas, but remembered me. All those years, this is another quality Vidurji displayed, being non-envious. Throughout the Mahabharata or Bhagavatam, Krishna visited Pandava's palace. Or Krishna visited Pandavas. It was never the trip, just let us go and meet Vidura. It was for the cause of Pandavas or for the meeting of the Pandavas. So, Vidurji never thought, why? Krishna, at least I am also devotee of Krishna. I also have a prem. why he is only meeting Pandavas? Not a single time he visited for me. That was not a single time. It was his cause. Krishna's cause never been. Okay, because when Krishna visited Vidura's palace, that time also he had come as a Shantidut. And he did not want to take food from Duryodhana's party. So that non-enviousness actually is a great asset of a devotee. He never becomes envious. And that is what Krishna was pleased with. And the same thing Kunti Maharani also speaks. She says that Shrunvanti Gayanti Grananti Abhikshana Smaranti Nandanti Tave Hitam Jana Taeva Pashyant Chirena Tavakam Bhavat Pravaho Paramam Padambujam. That anyone who chants, sings, have a taste in your glories, singing of your glories, in your holy name, in your pastime, those people are glorious. And she also adds about those people, Nandanti, by seeing others doing these activities, they experiencing happiness, others receiving mercy, those devotees are also very dear to you. They also receive the highest destination offered or received by those devotees by performing those activities. So, Vidurji, throughout his life, he showed that quality of non-enviousness. So, these are all these qualities that made the life of a Vidurji. That accepting oneself, display of humility, display of non-enviousness, and compassion. Compassion for the living entities and compassion for Dhritarashtra, one who was so stubborn. And Prabhupada writes in this purport that through his instructions, materialistic like Duryodhana was, Dhritarashtra was also delivered. So, these are the qualities we aspire to imbibe in our life too. And that is the life of a devotee. That one day, we reach or some glimpses of these qualities can be developed in our own life. So, I would like to stop here. If there are any questions, if any comment, kindly feel free. If not, then we'll stop here. Grantara Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.